Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Everyone to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst. And indeed, hallelujah, it is a new season and it is a new day. Embrace that. Embrace that. I was listening to the intro and sometimes you hear things at all the time and then God just gives you a totally new revelation. So embrace that over your life. This is your season of power. This is your season of purpose. This is your season of the promise of God in your life. Hallelujah. It is indeed a new season and a new day. And this is the day that our Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory for being able to be here to share with you in the study of his all-sustaining, all-powerful word. And before we go into the message tonight, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, acknowledging his goodness, acknowledging his greatness, acknowledging his glory, hallelujah. And then following this song, Pastor Jasper is going to lead us to the throne of grace. Come on, J.J. Harrison, tell us that it will be glory. Oh, yes, it is, after this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on! Hallelujah! We want to encourage you tonight.
God. Yes, there shall be glory after this. Amen. Yes, Lord, we praise your holy name. Thank God for your holy word. Thank God for what you're about to do on tonight, Father. Thank God for it, Lord, for your blessing in our life, Father, for your protection, Father. Thank you for your provision each and every day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the glory and our testimony after this, Lord, to the glory of God, Father. We praise you and thank you for your joy of our salvation, Father. Thank you for your peace, Lord, your passing all understanding. Thank you, Lord, for your divine purpose for our life, Father. Help us to have a divine walk each and every day, Father. Walk by faith and not by sight. We thank God for your goodness, Lord, for surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, right now until Jesus comes. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for your blessing upon this day, Lord. Thank you for keeping us in our soundness of mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for your healing power in our life, Father, Lord. Thank you for our family and loved ones, Father. Bless them, guide them, keep them in your care, Father, Lord. We pray, God, thank God for your enduring word, Father, on tonight, Father, Lord, for your holy anointing, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct our path to all our steps. Things of Almighty God, Lord, Yahweh, Elohim, Father, Lord, Jehovah, Lord, we praise you. We thank you for tonight, Father, Lord. Have your way. Let thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, brothers and sisters, I am ministering to you from a topic entitled Detours to Destiny. Detour to Destiny, praise God. And our foundational scripture is going to be taken from Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. And it says, "But as for you," it's Joseph speaking. He says, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive." The NIV, that was the King James Version. I'm going to read it in the NIV Version as well. And it says, "You intended it to harm me." But God intended it for good,
yes,
to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Let's go to the throne of grace in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you, Father, again, for allowing me to be able to speak forth your word. Lord, I ask you right now that you strip me of myself, Father God. Not of me, Lord, but all of you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, and ask that you endow me and anoint me with your power to be able to speak forth your word, Lord, with boldness, with courage, with, Lord God, understanding and clarity, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Let it rest on the ears of those that have a heart to hear what thus saith the Lord, that their lives will be empowered, that their souls, Lord God, will be saved and changed, Father God, for the kingdom of God. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. And now, Lord, allow your word to go forth tonight, Father, and let it not return void, but let it accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. And we will certainly give you all the praise and all the honor and glory. And it's in Jesus' name that we ask these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Detour to divine destiny. Detour to divine destiny. A detour is a deviation from a direct course or intended route. A detour takes you away from the usual path taken. In other words, it's a route that takes you away from the original plan. I just wanted to share a bit about detours, some that have occurred in my own life. I like to shop at our Kohl's department store. I like to shop there because of the quality of merchandise and the fact that its Kohl's is less than 15 minutes from my house. Also, too, I like to shop there because I'm one of a few women that do not have their ears pierced. And Kohl's is the one place that I can count on to have stylish clip-on earrings. And I can literally leave my house and just take two turns, and I'm right there at Kohl's. Well, there is a beautiful lake and a small bridge that is between my house and Kohl's. And last year, the county decided to replace the bridge and repave the roadway. This resulted in traffic being detoured in somewhat of an opposite direction. This detour took what was a less than 15-minute trip to Kohl's and turned it into a nearly 30-minute ride because the detour took drivers into congested traffic. Needless to say, I was not happy. Sometimes, however, life is like that drive to Kohl's. We have our life all mapped out, especially when we're young, planned what we want to do with our life, and we planned where we want to go to college or what business we want to start or what type of person we want to marry or what age we want to marry and when and how many children we want to have, and we plan. As believers, we may even get real spiritual in those plans, and we say, okay, we are going to write down our vision and make it plain. And then we present our vision and our goals to God in prayer. What we sometimes forget amid our planning is that the scripture in Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. I know. That's the Lord speaking. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. He didn't say Constance's plans, or he didn't say, I know the plans I have for you, says Jasper. He didn't say, I know the plans I have for you, says Hilton or Maddie or Cecile. He didn't say, I know the plans I have for you, says Mother Pat or says Marsha or says Gloria or says Let. No, 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 no. Not you or me, but Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, says who? Says the Lord. And if you follow his plan, it comes with a promise that he will prosper and not harm you and give you a hope in the future. But, believer, be mindful, because on this life's journey, God also promises that there will be potholes and bumpy roads along the way. And these potholes represent the trials and tribulations of life, the challenges and dip that you will encounter. John 16:33 says, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. For in the world you will have, not might, But you will have tribulation. But that comes even with a disclaimer. It says, but be of good cheer, for I have, says the Lord, overcome the world. I have seen many goals and written plans that people have written out about their life. I have never seen anyone write difficulties and challenges as a part of their life's goal. I have not seen anyone write that one of their goals is to encounter or be diagnosed with cancer. I have not seen anyone write that one of their goals is to face divorce. I have not seen anyone write that one of their goals is to plan the untimely death of a loved one. Yet, these trials and tribulations, they do occur. No, we didn't plan them. And we prefer them not to occur. We prefer not to encounter them. Yet sometimes trials occur. They happen. But even amid the trial, child of God, God promises to be right there. He promises never to leave us nor forsake us, knowing that even if the difficulty is the plan of the enemy, as Joseph testified, that which the enemy meant for evil, God promises that he will turn it around for good. Romans 5:3-4 says, more than that, that we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. 1 Peter 5:10 tells us that, but the God of all grace, who hath called us eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered for a while, my brothers and sisters, that he will make you perfect. He will establish you. He will strengthen and settle you. Also know this, that sometimes the detour is not of the enemy, but it is of God. What did you say, Pastor Constance? I said sometimes the detour is not always of the enemy, but there are divine detours that God allows in our lives that are orchestrated by him. Why would God orchestrate a detour in my life? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Why would he just not get me to where I need to go in the shortest route without any challenges, without any difficulties? Surely he could do that. Because he's God. Yes, you are so correct. God is sovereign. He can do whatever that he desires to do according to his perfect will and his plan. But also God, he is a loving father. Times and some things that God wants to teach us when he detours the plan. God does not waste anything. Know this, God does not waste anything. Sometimes the detour is the plan and the divine will of God. Sometimes the detour brings the blessing. Sometimes the detour brings the blessing. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? Times when you're sitting there in the clinic, there may be a little old lady that needs to be able to hear your word of encouragement. Sometimes detours bring the blessing. Sometimes you may go into that store that's on the detoured plan, and there may be someone there that needs to know Jesus, and the Jesus in you might be the only Jesus that they see. Sometimes the detour brings the blessing. Times you may encounter that person somewhere along the way that God has already prepared and downloaded in you a word to be able to speak to them, to help, to encourage them in whatever that they may be going through. Many times we can't encourage a person from our just reading about something. Sometimes God allows you to go and experience tribulations and trials in your life so that you can speak to someone and encourage them from a point of reference. Oh, my goodness, if you ever dealt with cancer, you can't tell anybody if you've never had cancer how to be able to stand no matter what is of the enemy and stand on the word of God and know that no matter what, just like God delivered me from cancer, oh, yes, he's not a respecter of persons. He can and will deliver you. Yeah, you can only say that if you've gone through something, if you've experienced it. So sometimes the detour brings the blessing. So tonight I want to talk with you from about 3 points of power, as Pastor Jasper sometimes says, to remember when encountering divine detours. 3 points of power to remember when you encounter a divine detour. 1, embrace the journey, size your spirit. And 3, execute God's plan. I'm going to say that again. 1, embrace the journey. 2, exercise your spirit. And 3, execute God's plan. Let's talk about embracing the journey. Divine detours are often God's way of slowing us down long enough to get our attention. Sometimes we're too busy of life, and God uses divine detours to slow us down to be able to get a one-on-one audience with him. Divine detours often allow God to increase our spiritual vision, to have our spiritual eyes opened along the scenic route to see in the spirit what God is trying to reveal. 2 Kings 6 and 17 proved that when Elijah prayed and said, "Oh, Lord, please open the eyes," and talking about his servant, "please open his eyes that he may see." So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. A later scripture talked about how that the young man was able to see that there were more on Elijah's side and his side than that was on the side of the enemy. His spiritual eyes were open. Sometimes in embracing the journey, God wants us to take note of what's revealed in the refuge of the rest stops. Sometimes God wants us to note of what's revealed in the refuge of the rest stops along the way. Jeremiah 31 and 25 says, "I will refresh the weary." and I will satisfy the faith. Matthew 11, 28 and 30 talks about the rest in the Lord. He says, come to me. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. That sounds like trials and tribulations to me. And I will, says the Lord God, I will give you rest. Oh, my children, come in, my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest, that rest in the refuge along the way. You will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. It's at also, too, as you embrace the journey, it's at those forks in the road where God imparts wisdom, able to make a decision, to be able to go to the left or the right according to God's lead. It's at the forks in the road where God imparts wisdom that allows us to lean into and discern the voice of God and discern the voice of his Holy Spirit. The word of God says in John 10:27, my sheep, they hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. When we face also along these divine detours as we embrace the journey, when we face the dead ends, we might run into some dead ends along the way. But know that there is God, and he allowed us to use the dead ends to build our trust in him. Sometimes the detours bring the blessing. And then he will gently turn us around. I'm going to say that again. When we face dead ends along the journey, it is there that God allows us to build trust in his will and gently turn us around. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 support this, and it tells us to trust in the Lord. With what? With all thine heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. It says, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Like David says also in Psalms 20:27, he says that some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. There's detours that occur, but there's blessings amid the detours. Let's talk about point number two. We said embrace the journey. Next, you have to, on this journey, you have to get some exercise, brothers and sisters, along the way. You don't want to allow fat to come and accumulate, because the fat causes weightiness. And it will slow you down. So exercise your spirit man. Well, how do you exercise your spirit man, Pastor Constance? First, you need to walk. You need to walk. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 tells us to walk by faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. Romans 13 and 13 tells us that let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, chambering and wantonness, not in strife and in envying. Galatians 5 and 16 tells us about walking. It says, this I say then, that we are to walk honestly. in the spirit. And then as we are walking in the spirit, that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So to exercise your spirit along this detour, the first exercise is to walk. After you begin walking, then the next exercise is to run. You got to run a little faster. Oh, yes, you do. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27 tells us that know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. Hebrews 12 and 1 says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, so let us lay aside every weight and then run, hallelujah, let us lay aside, I got to get my glasses, every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and then let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So to get exercise, yes, along this detour, first you need to walk, then you need to run, and last of all, you need to count. What do you mean, Pastor Constance? Even in the midst of the detour, even in the midst of the trial, even in the midst of the tribulation, oh, all you got to do, my brothers, my sisters, is begin to count. James tells us in James 1, 2, and 4, count it all joy. Oh, yes, my brethren, when ye meet trials of various kinds, for ye know that the testing of your faith, remember, blessings in the detour. The testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And steadfastness has its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. There's blessings in the detour. Oh, yes, it is. Last but not least, once you embrace the journey, once you exercise your spirit, then you need to execute God's plan. Proverbs 16 and 3 tells us, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. That means when you have your plans, that you need to commit them to God. You need to be able to align them with the plan and the will of God. And then the blessing will follow. And then your plans will be established. Psalms 37 and 23. And I'm getting ready to close. It says, what about the plans? What about the plans? What about the steps and the plans of a good man? It says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And God delighteth in his way. And Psalm 37 and 23 tells us that the steps of the righteous, oh, yes, that's who the good man is. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And so once you actually begin to acknowledge and recognize the detour in your life, don't dismiss it when the trial may come. Don't dismiss it as, oh, this is an attack of the enemy. Ask yourself, is God trying to show me something in this? Is God trying to teach me? Can be a divine detour for one reason or the other? Is there a blessing somewhere in the midst of this? After the detour, just as the song that played earlier, there will be glory. Oh, yes, it will. God promises that he works it together for our good and his glory. There will be glory. There will be a greater anointing after the detour. There will be greater power, oh yeah, that follows the detour. There will be greater deliverance that follows the detour. There is blessings that come amid divine detours. Praise God. I pray that this word has ministered to your heart and ministered to your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for Pastor Constance Whitehurst for that powerful, powerful word. Amen. That word for word for all season. Praise God. Amen. Detour to a divine destiny. Oh, what a word, what a word. Powerful word. We thank God for one of God bring for that word that on today. Amen. The word we can use in any given time. Amen. And we thank God for that. That learn to follow, not just our plan, but follow God's plan. Amen. Follow God's divine plan for our life and for your life. Amen. And staying his perfect will, not his permissive will. Staying his perfect will, but knowing and following God's plan. Amen. He went through and broke it down, talking about trial and tribulation, talking about the word of God, about some have divine detour, like Joseph. But it was all about the Lord. God was with him all the time, amen, from the pit, from the prison, to the palace, amen. Got a promotion in that palace, though. Amen. Praise God. God gave him a promotion the way he went through, amen. But thank God for that powerful word, amen, to know the word of God, to know that truth in God's word. And we are storm survivors in Christ Jesus, amen. Survive the storms of life, amen, to certain circumstances, certain trials and tribulation, amen. We thank God to embrace the journey. Life is a journey. You know, this Christian walk is a journey. Believe us with God. We thank God for the opportunity to do so and praise God for his word, for the woman of God, to exercise your spirit in Christ and to execute God's plan. Not your plan, but God's plan. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And open up the lines tonight. If you'd like to join into this conversation or you have comments regarding the God's plan and his detours to divine destiny, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. I know that there are some testimonies that can come forth out there tonight of how God brought forth the blessing and what you found to be a detour of divine destiny. Amen. Is there one tonight? Go ahead and press one. Press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to hear from you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about detours of divine destiny. There's many throughout, praise God, the Bible, of those that experienced detours through divine destiny. It was not just, you can look back on the life of Moses. Look back on the life of Esther. Oh, yes. Look back on the life of Abraham, where God shifted the plan and brought forth the blessing amid the detour. Oh, yes, David, amen, Daniel, it can go on and on. Praise God, we can have caller, your last 4 digits are 0400. We're talking about detours to divine destiny. Good evening, Mother Pat, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and I really enjoyed that word. And, you know, it made me think about my life, just like you said about the biblical characters in the Bible, that they went through different detours, but they ended up where God wanted them to end up. And that's the whole thing. I usually tell people, you know, it's not how you begin, it's how you end. And even with my life, all the things, I can tell you things that happened to me and not glorifying the devil. But I always say this here, and I tell my children, I say, you know, things that I've gone through, I'm not proud of them. Some things I should not have done that I did. But yet God had a purpose and a plan for me to come to the place where I am today. And all the things that we've gone through as a body of believers, it forms the character in us. A while back was talking about the fruits of the Spirit. That everything you go through, you got to show the fruit of the Spirit to get your guarantee to get to heaven. And so my last thing I said, Lord, and another one of the sisters said the same thing, help me with temperance. I need temperance to stay, to quit sliding those credit cards. That's one of the things. But I thank God. I thank God because I've heard people come back and say, I watch your life. And by watching your life, or my life, I'll say for myself, it made a change in their life because it was a way of encouraging them, even though I went through this, but look what God is doing now. He's allowed us to have those testimonies, a testimony to be able to help somebody else. And like Pastor Constance say, I can't talk to somebody if I hadn't went through some of the same things that you may be going through. Like cancer, I can talk to you about cancer. I can talk to you about abuse. I can talk to you about divorce. I can talk to you about hurt, you know, church hurt, you know. All that is for a reason to get us to that divine destiny. They were detours. And I thank you, they were detours. But the end of the road was you're walking on your predestination that God predestined to go on. So I'm through. That was a very good word, and I enjoyed it.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. Thank you so much for that, sharing those comments. Powerful, powerful, powerful comments. As well as your testimony. Yes, and those words of wisdom. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We're talking about detours to divine destiny. Praise God.
Some detours are good.
Yes, yes. Some are good. That is the, we were talking about as we shared the blessings amid the detours. They're there. Yes, 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 they're there. Yes. Also, too, as Mother Pat was talking about, and she shared many times the things that we may have done in our life that she said we may not be, we certainly not proud of, that caused various things to occur in our lives and even detours, some self-inflicted detours. But thank God, thank God for his grace. Thank God that the word of God and, yes, Lord, and his mercy tells us that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so thank God, yes, for his grace and for his mercy, that he can take any situation and any circumstance. If you come to him and ask for forgiveness, God will turn your life back around. Yes, for the good and for his glory. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Well, we certainly give God all the praise. We give him all the glory and the honor. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity again to share your word and be able those to come forth as Mother Pat has and share her testimony. And sometimes, as we talked about, when you have matter or situation going on in your life, sometimes the speaking of the word can help to encourage somebody else along the way. It can help to edify and build up someone else along the way. So when you have an opportunity to share, as we said before, the goodness of God in your life, feel free to do so. Yes, because your testimony may be exactly what someone needs to hear to be able to turn their life around. Praise God. We're going to go ahead. If no one else wants to share tonight, we're going to go ahead and the purpose and reason for us being here is to be able to share salvation through the word of our God. That's the most important item, the most important task that we can do. So tonight, if you are on the line and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this would be the perfect opportunity. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another minute. Don't wait another hour. Give your life to the Lord. And it is a simple process. He makes it so easy that even a child can understand. He says in Romans 10:9-10, that if you just simply confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead, that he came to this earth, that he lived, died, and was resurrected for you, and you just come to him and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Oh, yes, I believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth and died for my sins and was resurrected so that I have eternal life. If I just believe in you, I have everlasting life in you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart tonight. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you, my brother or sister, prayed but that simple prayer, yes, the angels of heaven took notice. Oh, because the word of God says if but one turns from a sin and their wicked ways and receive Jesus Christ, then the angels in heaven, they begin to rejoice. So we rejoice on your behalf as well. Reach out to us and let us know that you gave your life to Jesus Christ. We give God all the praise. We give him all the honor. We give him all the glory. We thank you for tuning in tonight, and we pray that the word of God or something that was said was a blessing to you. We ask that you go forth this week and share to this dying world that there is a living Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. We love you. Have an awesomely blessed week. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night. We love you. Good night.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Y'all know.
how we do it. Take it up and give Him praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. It's one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Clap them hands.